Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So how about this tussle between Jim Acosta? I know we talked about this earlier, but I just want to do this for a minute. The Radio TV News Directors Association of America has demanded that, I believe their position is that the White House should reinstate the press credentials for CNN's Jim Acosta. I just wanted to get that from the horse's mouth, because if there's an organization that speaks for particularly broadcast journalists across the country, it is the RTNDA, and Dan Shelley's from that organization, and he's on a phone. Dan, this is John. You're the executive director there. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad you called me a horse's mouth as opposed to another part of the horse's anatomy.
Well, we've all been called both. First of all, what do you think happened? Give me your description of what happened with Jim Acosta, the intern and the president yesterday.
So there's been a lot of speculation today that the president was itching for a fight with the press corps. I can't read his mind. I don't know if that's true or not, but his posture, his demeanor, his facial expression would certainly suggest that he was angry or at least upset about something before he ever walked out. And when Jim Acosta stood up to ask his question, the president didn't like his question. He attempted to ask another question. The president shut him down, told him to put down the microphone that he was holding. A White House intern, a young woman, then walked over to Jim Acosta and tried to remove the microphone from his hand. Acosta said, "Pardon me, ma'am," and held on to the microphone, and then eventually stopped speaking. And the president then went to Peter Alexander of NBC News, and Peter attempted to defend Jim Acosta. And so Peter got a dose of Trump insults for his trouble.
Said, "I don't like you either." And then the press conference went on for an hour and a half. That thing went. We're all over the map here at the radio station. None of us, well, some of us are, I don't know. Put it this way. I'm no big fan of this president, not by any stretch of the imagination. But I thought Jim Acosta stepped across a line, that he lowered himself to the level of the president's behavior. I thought Acosta was itching for a fight, too, and shouldn't have joined. But that's almost beside the point, because now the White House has rescinded his press credentials. What are you folks saying about that?
Well, we're demanding that the Trump administration immediately restore. It's called a hard pass. It's actually issued by the Secret Service, and it allows members of the White House press corps easier and quicker access, not just to the White House grounds, but to certain public areas of the White House and areas reserved for the White House press corps. So we're demanding that that be reinstated immediately. We're not alone in making that demand. We stand in lockstep with the White House Correspondents Association, with the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, and with the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. Jim Acosta is a Latino, and so the National Association of Hispanic Journalists felt compelled to speak out, and we're glad they did and joined our effort to try to get him his credentials back.
His family's from Cuba, right?
I believe that's correct. Yes, John.
So where is this thing now? Has the White House responded to your effort?
Not directly, but Sarah Sanders has tweeted again today that they remain defiant in their decision to not give Acosta his hard pass or his press credential back. They say that this punishment, and that's my term, not theirs, against Acosta will last until further notice. And I just think it's reprehensible. I mean, you and I may disagree over how Acosta comported himself during that news conference yesterday. But I just have to say it is nearly unprecedented, if not completely unprecedented, for the White House to take punitive action against a member of the press corps who was simply trying to ask the president questions.
Is there any recourse for you all? That is, until Acosta's credential is reinstated, would you ask other journalists to boycott the gathering or reference him in their questions? I mean, what else can you do?
Well, unfortunately, our bully pulpit such as it is about the extent of what we can do. As far as other journalists standing in solidarity with Acosta and not attending press briefings or not covering the White House, that's up to them. That's an individual decision or an individual news organization's decision. I'm not sure what good it would do, frankly, except further obfuscate the facts that are coming out of the White House. I think that if journalists don't do their job because one of their own has been treated unfairly, then the public has an even more diminished capacity to know what the Trump administration is up to.
I know Steve wants to join this conversation. Go ahead, Steve. You're thinking about what?
Well, I'm almost equally bothered by the fact that Sarah Sanders apparently shared a video of doctored footage of Acosta from yesterday that made the confrontation with the intern look like it was something that it was not. So I'm just interested in your comment on that. And again, I guess the frustrating next question is, what can you do about it?
Well, what we can do about it, I'll answer the questions in reverse order. What we can do about it is call it out for what it is, and that is it was a lie. The video was a lie. I watched the video or the live video of the news conference yesterday. Acosta came nowhere near assaulting that young intern. In fact, as I noted earlier, he even said, "Pardon me, ma'am." And all he did was hold on to a microphone that she was trying to forcibly remove from his hand. I just think it's unconscionable that the White House press office, which is supposed to be the gold standard of press offices, would stoop to the level of lying to the American people.
Right. So you would entertain this. Even if we disagree on this, it behooves all of us for the White House to allow these obstreperous reporters, these differing opinions, even styles or attitudes you don't like, it would be better that the White House tolerated that rather than started to throw people out.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about this today, and here's the contrast I draw. Imagine 35 years ago, imagine back to when Sam Donaldson was covering the White House and Ronald Reagan was president.
Yeah.
And every time Ronald Reagan walked across the White House lawn to board Air Force One or was in a public place, Sam Donaldson would scream questions at the president at the top of his lungs, and President Reagan would cup his hand to his ear, act as if he couldn't hear the question, smile, and then walk away. Contrast that to how President Trump reacted yesterday when Jim Acosta was trying to ask questions.
Does CNN have another reporter then? I mean, so will somebody else get that credential so that CNN will still be represented?
CNN is still represented. They all of the networks have more than one correspondent covering the White House. And I'll remind you that another of the CNN correspondents at the White House was barred from attending a public open press event in the Rose Garden several weeks ago because she had irritated the president earlier in the day with a question she had asked.
Didn't the Obama administration do something like this to a Fox reporter or announce that they were no longer going to call on or include Fox reporters?
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you what, we at RTDNA spoke out just as loudly against the Obama administration for doing that as we're speaking out against the Trump administration for what it's doing to Jim Acosta today.
What about this? Pat, you're on WGN Radio. What was your question or comment?
I want to comment as an objective observer because I saw it. My interpretation is quite the contrary from the gentleman you're interviewing. I felt that the press was very aggressive yesterday. He was asked to put down the microphone. I don't care how you feel about Trump and how I feel isn't important either. That's the office of the president, and it requires respect. He touched the woman who wanted to take the microphone. When the president said, relinquish the microphone, that was the appropriate thing to do. So my take on this as an observer is that it's quite the contrary to what this gentleman is saying, okay, and quite different than the Obama situation that you were just discussing.
All right, Pat, let's let him respond to that. Dan, go ahead.
Well, anyone who can objectively look at the undoctored video of what occurred has to reach the conclusion that Jim Acosta did not assault the intern.
No.
And as for whether Jim Acosta was being rude or not, that's an objective or a subjective opinion that each viewer of that incident can infer for himself or herself.
Fair enough. I'm hearing it both ways from our listeners. Who should cede to who? The president works for the people. The press is the representative of the people. If the president doesn't like it, he still owes Jim Acosta and us an answer to these questions. And it wasn't a crazy question, but it was loaded, I think, with some sort of asterisk that he didn't have because he just wanted to score some points. I think it's gotten too personal. Honestly, if it were up to me, Dan, I would have moved Acosta out of that role and somebody else into it if I were CNN a while ago, just to sort of bring the temperature down. Is that such a crazy idea on my part?
Well, no, it's not a crazy idea on your part. And with all due respect, it's not your decision to make, nor is it my decision to make. It's the CNN executive's decision to make. And for whatever reason, they made the decision to leave him in that position, even though he's, for almost 2 years now, has been a lightning rod for the president. And this is a president, don't forget, who has called Jim Acosta and others in the White House press corps and other journalists the enemy of the American people. The leader of the free world has called journalists the enemies of the American people. And that is the atmosphere, unfortunately and sadly, in which we're all operating today.
That's also what I've thought of, that these are human beings. And when the president does that and frankly puts you in danger, how can other human beings not let that influence their behavior just a tiny bit? All my phone lines are ringing. I've got time for one more call. Kathy, you're on WGN. What did you want to say?
You know, I think that this is an example of what is happening in the division, because I think he went into that reporter, he went into that room knowing who he was going to pick. He didn't have to pick Jim, but he knows, and he didn't have to pick April Ryan, and he didn't have to do that, but he knew that he could do it. And I think this is the issue we have right now. There are no consequences for this president. And so this is what people are seeing, that he can get away with coming into a room and embarrassing two men who were from foreign countries by saying, you know, I can't understand you, or ha, 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 and just making a fool out of himself, and he doesn't even see it because there are so many people who just let him do it.
All right, that's Kathy. It says, Kathy says president was looking for a fight.
Can I add one other thing that we haven't talked about enough today?
Okay.
Tucker Carlson's wife was, the Antifa protesters were outside his home last night. He says throwing their body against the front door and even cracking the front door. So there is this violence or this atmosphere on either side that seems to be seeping into our discourse. That, you know, we talk about the Acosta and the president, but you know, the president's language and all may have an impact there as well.
Last thought from you, Dan Shelley, executive director of the Radio TV Digital News Association, the RTDNA.
I agree. It's just as reprehensible what happened to Tucker Carlson and his family at their home in Washington last night as it is what the president and the Trump administration have done to Jim Acosta.
It's nice to talk to you, Dan. Keep doing the good work you folks do, and join us again. You're a good voice on this. I appreciate you coming on with us today.
Thanks so much, John. Have a good evening.